In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Something about our gospel reading for today really grabbed my attention. It is this idea and this imagery of sight. It is no wonder that this caught my eye. We use the imagery of sight all the time to express things. Just look at what I said. It caught my eye. In our everyday language, we use sight as a metaphor for understanding. We say things like, "I want you to see what I am trying to tell you. I want you to see what it is like. It was right before my eyes the whole time. It was staring me right in the face." Our religious language, our language of prayer and scripture, is rich with this same kind of imagery. In 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly. But then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known." Our daily prayer offers us these kinds of images. The Nunc Dimittis, a canticle, reads, "Lord, you now have sent your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel." Evening prayer gives us the Fos Hilaron, a prayer for us to say as we begin to end our day and turn our sight onto God. O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun and our eyes behold the vesper light, we praise you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. The idea of our faith and our God being visible, a seeable thing, is powerful and provocative. The way we think and speak and believe is steeped in the imagery of sight. Now, over the last year or so, I have come across a particular kind of video on social media. Maybe some of you have seen them as well. They are videos of people who are colorblind. In these videos, they put on glasses, and for the first time, they are able to see a fuller range of the color spectrum. The people in these videos are diverse, men and women ranging in all ages. Despite their great diversity, their reaction is almost universal. All of them go through these same reactions in some order: shock, disbelief, giddy, eventually being overwhelmed and brought to tears. The sight of all these previously unseen colors, the varying hues and intensities, fills them with so many emotions at once. The people with them, their friends and family, more often than not become filled with emotion as well. They share in the laughter and the tears. They feel the giddiness, the amazement, the awe, the wonder, the sheer beauty of the moment. I've often wondered what that experience is truly like, to all of a sudden have your surroundings explode with new colors. All of a sudden, the world you thought you knew and understood so well suddenly and dramatically changes, takes on a whole new life and character. It's no wonder we use the language of sight so much when something as simple as a pair of glasses can change our reality. It is with some of these things in mind that I consider blind Bartimaeus today. We do not know much about what brought him to that moment that he encountered Jesus. We know that he must have at some point had his sight, because his request to Jesus is, "My teacher, let me see again." At some point in his life, he must have had his eyesight. Their interaction is a brief one, consisting of just a few words between them. A simple request is made in faith, and that request is granted. That single moment changed Bartimaeus, and not just because he regained his sight. Upon receiving his sight, he joins as one of Jesus' followers and immediately joins him along the way. The miracle of his regained sight must have been just the beginning of the wonders he would see. Because once he began following Jesus, he would see things he had never before witnessed. For those who followed the way of Jesus, they witnessed people being restored and renewed. They witnessed mercy and compassion that made people whole again. They witnessed barriers and walls being torn down, sinners being invited to the table to share a meal, sinners being offered mercy, sinners being shown love. The poor, the hungry, those enslaved by violence and oppression, those who had been discarded and forgotten, they were now being offered the kingdom of God and being lifted up as God's beloved. Those who followed the way of Jesus witnessed a life being offered for everyone. They witnessed a body being sacrificed for the life of everyone. They witnessed death and darkness being defeated and overcome. Jesus, God incarnate, living in his eternal light and glory. Once Bartimaeus regained his sight, he no longer saw the world as he once saw it. Now the world had come alive with the love of God. The people who followed Jesus had become alive with the Holy Spirit. He now saw through a new pair of eyes, the eyes of Jesus. And through them, everything is the focus of love, respect, and dignity. What a simple prayer that would be. Jesus, let me see through your eyes. What a profound effect it would have. Everything cast in rich new colors, vibrant new hues, revealing all of the love God has for us, to bring to light the respect and dignity that every child of God is deserving of. Through the eyes of Jesus, we can also see ourselves more clearly. See ourselves as someone who is loved. Loved so much that Jesus laid down his life for us, his beloved children.